This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is Nightline. Tonight, Maryland's catastrophic bridge collapse.
Yo, what the f***?
Stunning video of the massive ship hitting the Francis Scott Key Bridge just seconds after multiple vehicles made it safely over.
The whole bridge just fell down.
Six construction workers now presumed dead.
Eso los pegó muy duro. Somos compañeros de trabajo y también éramos amigos.
The split-second decision saving many more lives.
I advise to hold all traffic from coming to the bridge.
What we're learning tonight about the issues in the ship's history. Plus, models over 40.
I was looking at some of the models that I'd be casting, and I could be their mothers.
Meet the fashion designer taking on the young or done runway culture, making the dramatic choice to feature only models 40 and over.
That's kind of radical in the fashion world.
It shouldn't be radical, you know?
One model recruiting others for Silver Fox boot camps.
I saw all this silver hair. I was like, I'm home.
I never thought society would simply evaporate. What happened?
Everything ends.
By shifting some of its focus to sophisticated older women like the Swans, is fashion having a moment or a new movement? And Shakira takes over Times Square. Nightline, we'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, horror and heartbreak in Maryland after that massive cargo ship destroyed the city's largest bridge. Six people are presumed dead as one of the nation's busiest ports, which handled $80 billion worth of cargo last year, is essentially shut down until further notice. ABC's Lindsay Davis is at the scene of the catastrophic collapse. Lindsay, what can you tell us?
Juju, it's difficult to tell right now, but what is just over my shoulder here is the harbor behind me where the Key Bridge came down last night around 1:30 a.m. After receiving a desperate Mayday call, police closed off traffic just minutes before the collapse and warned people working on the bridge that the ship was careening toward it, but it was not enough time for some. Tonight, six workers who were filling potholes when the cargo ship hit are still missing. The Coast Guard now says the search and rescue efforts have been suspended. The Port of Baltimore is the ninth busiest in the country, now closed indefinitely as twisted debris and wreckage remain tangled both above and below the water. Juju.
Lindsay, thank you. It's hard to overstate just how enormous that ship is. It weighs 95,000 tons and is roughly as long as the Eiffel Tower is tall. There are many more questions than answers about how that mammoth ship lost control and caused the devastating collapse. This video captures the moment a typical night on the Baltimore Harbor turns tragic.
The whole bridge just fell down. Everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
A huge stretch of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsing after a 95,000-ton cargo ship barreled into a supporting pillar at 1:30 in the morning Tuesday, just hours before the morning rush hour.
Be advised, the entire bridge, the entire Key Bridge in the harbor. I advise to hold all traffic from coming to the bridge.
Vehicles, including this big rig, still crossing the bridge just moments before impact. As the massive ship collides, an entire section of the bridge breaking apart, crumbling onto the bow of the freighter and into the frigid waters below.
Is there a crew working on the bridge right now?
The catastrophe setting off a desperate search and rescue effort for survivors, including a construction team repairing potholes overnight.
There are eight individuals. Six are being searched for right now. One is at was taken to the hospital.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore declaring states of emergency.
To hear the words that the Key Bridge has collapsed, it's shocking. For every single one of us who are Marylanders, the words that the Key Bridge is gone, it still shakes us.
Two people were rescued, one admitted to Baltimore Shock Trauma Center in critical condition. At least six more people remain unaccounted for, all believed to have worked for a company called Bronner Builders. All are believed to have perished. Tonight, the Coast Guard announcing the search efforts have been suspended.
That at this point, we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive.
A heartbroken Jesus Campos works for Bronner and says he knows the victims.
Eso los pegó muy duro.
That was really hard. We are colleagues from work and friends. The Danish shipping company, Maersk, who chartered the Dolly, saying to ABC News in a statement, "We are horrified by what has happened in Baltimore, and our thoughts are with all of those affected." So far, no injuries or casualties among the ship's crew have been reported.
It was about 1:20 in the morning. This ship was taking off on a 27-day journey to Colombo, Sri Lanka. It had about 4,000 containers on board.
According to the Department of Homeland Security, the Singaporean motor vessel, Dolly, lost propulsion as it was leaving the port at the Baltimore Harbor.
A full loss of power and a full breakdown of the system means that the rudder's not responding, whether it's where they're trying to turn the ship with the ship's wheel, or if an emergency steering, that you just have no control of the vessel. So you really have very little to do at that time.
The ship seen in this video going completely dark, mere seconds before slamming into that pillar. Then thick black smoke begins billowing into the sky. The power turning off again, and then back on.
Immediately, the crew puts out a Mayday call, alerts the Maryland Department of Transportation and those working at the bridge.
Within seconds of the alert, authorities dispatch police officers to close the bridge to all traffic.
Any one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side, hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
The officers had only seconds to get the construction crew off that bridge before it collapsed.
Just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. There's a crew up there. You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
But it was too late.
Yo! What the f***? What the f***?
One witness capturing the catastrophe and posting it to social media.
The ship is massive. The ship hits an immovable object. The ship in this case is going to win, it just due to its mass and its size.
Approximately 0140 hours this morning, our 911 center dispatched a call to the Baltimore City Fire Department. As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water.
As daylight broke, search and rescue teams combing through the extremely cold waters. Several agencies, including the FBI, led by the United States Coast Guard, looking for survivors via land, air, and sea. President Biden addressing the nation from the White House, pledging support.
We're going to send all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency. And I mean all the federal resources. And we're going to rebuild that port together.
This afternoon, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg dispatched to the site of the collapse, appearing alongside Maryland officials.
This is no ordinary bridge. This is one of the cathedrals of American infrastructure. So the path to normalcy will not be easy. It will not be quick. It will not be inexpensive, but we will rebuild together.
With so many unanswered questions, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the search for answers will be painstaking.
It is a very cumbersome process. It's a very meticulous process where they have to dig through a lot of information.
So the National Transportation Safety Board, or the NTSB, will be the lead on this investigation. And they will be joined by others on the local and state level. But they will bring in a team of more than 20 people. And that will be everything from structural engineers, bridge engineers, ship experts to try to figure out exactly what happened here.
ABC News has obtained records showing the Dolly, built in 2015, had at least two documented issues in the past. As recently as last June, for propulsion and auxiliary machinery concerning gauges and thermometers. And in 2016, after it was involved in a previous crash in Belgium, inspectors issuing a deficiency for structural conditions concerning a damaged hull impairing seaworthiness. The ship continued sailing after the investigation concluded. Tonight, facing a prolonged port shutdown, the big three automakers diverting shipments to other ports as companies scramble to reroute cargo. All traffic from the Atlantic Ocean into the port of Baltimore now closed off. In Baltimore tonight, Governor Moore expressing deep sympathy to the victims' loved ones.
This is a
I can't even imagine how painful today has been for these families, how painful these hours have been for these families. We will use every asset to make sure they find a sense of closure.
And of course, we'll have much more on the collapse on GMA in the morning. When we return, they are sashaying and graying, models over 40 hitting the fashion runway.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Fashion modeling has always skewed young, but with designers developing sophisticated collections and older women having the income to finance their fashion, a movement is afoot to have the models look more like the customers. Here's the ever fashionable Deborah Roberts.
New York Fashion Week, a hot moment for designers, most celebrating creations on tall, sleek young models. But this year, one show looked a lot different. For emerging designer Batsheva Hay, only seasoned women strutted down her runway.
So you decided that you would only use models in your show who were 40 and above.
Yeah.
That's kind of radical in the fashion world.
Yeah, it did feel really radical. And I was actually surprised because I was like, someone must have done this before. It shouldn't be radical, you know?
While some designers have used older women in fashion campaigns, Hay is making a bigger statement, part of a movement to embrace and appreciate women in age groups which have largely been ignored. From the elegant ensemble cast of FX's hit show Feud, Capote versus the Swans,
I never thought society would simply evaporate,
to Bobby Brown's new makeup line, Jones Road, seen in this ad.
The days where you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and say, oh my God, I look tired. You know what? A, you're probably tired. Don't worry, I have a solution.
To unforgettable 50-something supermodels gracing the covers of Vogue, older women are having a moment in the fashion world.
Brands have become a lot more interested in showing people who have this sense of personality instead of something that sort of conforms to a commonly accepted ideal.
For Hay, the freedom to make radical decisions is an extension of her unique background.
Wow.
Right?
That's fun.
Once a practicing lawyer, then stay-at-home mom who loved fashion, she pivoted to a career as a designer with no training.
Was fashion always something that you loved?
It was actually a birthday gift to myself about 7 years ago that I wanted to design a dress. I just wanted to make something that I didn't see out there other than in vintage stores. I knew what I wanted and I knew that it wasn't being made.
So she began making matching outfits for mother-daughter duos, then turned her full attention to creating clothes that celebrated women her age.
What led you to decide that you wanted models who were women who have lived some life?
I was in my 40s and I was feeling sort of like annoyed with fashion. I was looking at some of the models that I'd be casting and I could be their mothers.
Little did Batsheva know it wouldn't be easy casting women in their 40s and beyond.
There were several agencies that said we have no options for you.
No one. Their roster who was 40 and over.
Yeah. So I started to really think, wow, I have a lot of beautiful friends.
One of those friends is actress Molly Ringwald.
One look that I really loved, this was Molly Ringwald, where this is her second look.
Next, she turned to New York City streets to find women to walk her show.
I was taking the subway one night to go meet friends for dinner, and I saw a beautiful woman who was clearly like in her 60s or 70s, and I just stopped her on the train, and I said, have you ever modeled before? And all the women I stopped were genuinely surprised because that just doesn't happen to them.
Her creative tactics proving successful.
I mean, I could see as I was going out at the end of the show, there were people crying.
People felt really seen.
They were very raw with emotion walking down, and you could feel all the emotions that were going, you know, through them.
Model Gwen DeVoe felt those emotions when walking the runway, something she hadn't done in years.
What typically happens in the industry when young models suddenly hit their late 20s?
It's bye-bye birdie.
They're done.
They're done.
And you're walking, in New York Fashion Week. What was that like?
It was incredible. And when I got off the elevator and I saw everyone in hair and makeup and I saw all this silver hair and this gray hair, I was like, I'm home.
DeVoe had found herself up against narrow standards of beauty in the fashion industry for decades, being rejected by the modeling world time and time again.
Tell me what the landscape was like early on.
It was dismal at best. I didn't see a lot of bodies on the runway like mine. However, when you look at the audience, half of the people in the audience have bodies like me.
So she tackled it head on, creating Full Figure Fashion Week featuring plus-sized models. Then she had an epiphany during the pandemic.
I let the hair go gray. And within 2 to 3 weeks, I was signed with one agent. Then I got another agent. Then I got another agent. When you stop trying, that's when it's over.
Gwen blossoming as a model at age 65 and deciding to help train other mature models in her Silver Fox Boot Camp.
We're hoping that these stories will encourage you to move forward.
Absolutely.
Okay? It's not over for us because we're a certain age. It's not it.
From practicing their catwalk to learning how to build out their social media.
This is your career. You want to pursue it, do it right. I don't want to see fish lips on a selfie.
Gwen's models preparing to jump into the industry head first.
So I want everybody to embrace their age and their size. I want to see wrinkles.
That's it. Talent.
Vicky Sasso, a seasoned model booker, scouting the boot camp for new faces for a first-of-its-kind modeling agency for women ages 30 and up.
I kept on seeing beautiful people coming in my office, and they were just too old. And I said to myself, no, they're not. I can book them. And that's exactly why I just started my company.
What are you saying to the fashion world now?
I need you to make my size and don't cut corners. I can wear the silks and the luxury products. We're here, we're not going anywhere, and we have.
We're coming to a moment where there's a little bit of reconsideration. You know, who actually has money? I think older women in fashion are definitely here to stay.
You said to me that you feel this is your time.
It's my time because I tried to do this successfully in my late 20s, early 30s, but the world wasn't ready for me.
I think the world's ready for you.
They're
now.
Ready for me now.
And Hay thinks the world's ready for her, too. She's just opened her first store in New York City.
So your message to the fashion industry about change and how we need to see women would be what?
The fashion industry should be thinking a lot about representing a healthier vision of aging, one that's really true to the experience of women, and that really shows how beautiful and interesting you can be and how you actually do grow in life.
Our thanks to Deborah. When we return, Shakira's Hips Don't Lie, kicking off a free concert in the heart of New York City.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
And finally tonight, Shakira stopping traffic in Times Square. Celebrating the release of her first album in 7 years, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran. Shakira kicked off her free mini concert with Hips Don't Lie. Thousands of fans jamming the middle of Manhattan, cheering and singing along to her new single, Punteria, which dropped last week as a video featuring Cardi B. Shakira electrifying Times Square, enjoying the synergy with her adoring crowd. Those hips do not lie. That's Nightline. You can watch all of our full episodes on Hulu, and we'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.